Encyclopedia Britannica has an entry on the Mahdi, and it begins by saying that even though the Mahdi is not mentioned in the Quran and there is no authentic hadith concerning the Mahdi, it is still a central belief for the Shias. This is how it begins, and it is a source that is used by widely in universities as a reference. If you look at Wikipedia, for example, Wikipedia's entry on the Mahdi, it starts by saying there is no mention of the Mahdi in the Quran, and the most authentic source of hadith in Muslims, which is Sahih Bukhari, does not have a single hadith about the Mahdi, and therefore this concept of the Mahdi was forged and it has no validity. Yes, it is true that the name Mahdi is not mentioned in the Quran, but the word Mahdi itself means one who is guided by Allah. Even if it was mentioned, it would be very easy for individuals to say, well, this is not the individual that is being referred to. I can give you a very simple example. One of the names of the Imam is Baqiyatullah. In the Quran, there is a verse that says, Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum. The remnant of Allah is better for you if only you knew. But most Muslims who are not Shias will not agree to that interpretation and will say that here the word Baqiyatullah means something else. What you are saying is an interpretation, it is a ta'wil, it is not the tafsir of the verse. Allah in His wisdom does not mention the names of the Imams from the Ahlul Bayt and therefore the name of the 12th Imam as well in the Quran explicitly, because that in part is to preserve the pristineness of the Quran. Otherwise, you can be sure there would have been attempts by the Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas to change the Quran, to alter verses of the Quran, and to remove verses of the Quran so as to remove the fadail of the Ahlul Bayt. And the Quran preserves the fadail of Ahlul Bayt in the Quran in very, very unique ways. Take, for example, the Ayat of Tathhir. If you read the Ayat of Tathhir, you will see that particular part that talks about the Ahlul Bayt as being preserved from every rijs is right in the middle of another verse. And the tense changes from feminine to plural, talks about the Ahlul Bayt and goes back to different tense. And by putting such verses concerning the Ahlul Bayt in the middle of other verses, the Quran and Allah in His wisdom makes the Quran intact and watertight so that you cannot mess around with the verses of Quran and yet you cannot remove the fadail of the Ahlul Bayt. So there's very good reasons why the Mahdi would not be mentioned by name in the Quran. Even if he was mentioned, that would not necessarily be an argument that would be accepted. You will find that many verses require a certain interpretation to understand that this verse refers to the Imam. And that is why people who want to doubt in the Imam will reject that interpretation of the Quran. As for example, the verse I just recited, Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum. Or for example, a popular verse that you will hear time and again is وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضَعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And we desired that we should favor those who are oppressed in the land and to make them the imams and to make them the inheritors of the earth. Now this verse is explained in relation to the imam, that he shall be the inheritor of the earth. But individuals would reject this and say, well, this is what this verse refers to, because this comes after some verses concerning the Banu Israel and this is not in reference to the Mahdi and so on and so forth. What I'm trying to get at is, even if we discount and we ignore all these verses of Quran that the Shia ulama and Sunni ulama have presented to say that with the support of ahadith from the Prophet and the Imams alayhi salam explaining these verses to refer to the Mahdi, even if we move these all away and just look at the Quran in its own self, there are still verses that would force us to acknowledge in the belief of a Redeemer.